Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it's December 12th, 2024. It's time for your TNA Wrestling post-show. It's Impact. That's the show. I am Atrel Pearl, and of course, the one and only fantabulous, amazing, fantastic, I used that already, Cress the Star is with me. Good afternoon, morning. What time of day is it? I don't know. How you doing?
It's always sunny in Valhalla. I mean, also known as Sean's Basement. I'm doing well. Had a good time with TNA tonight. I have never resonated with Tom Hannifin more tonight than when he was complaining about AJ Francis talking his way into a championship match. I thought this was a good go-home show. What did you think about the show tonight, Joel Pearl?
It was fine. This was their last grouping of content from the Fayetteville tapings, which were now a month ago. So here we are. We're at the end of the year. I'm thinking to myself, what's going to happen in terms of TNA for the rest of the year? Because, again, so Final Resolution's tomorrow, the 13th. They're going to tape Impact on Saturday, the 14th. And I assume it's going to be 2 weeks worth of content, maybe three. I'm guessing. So here's where it is. There are 5 weeks between Final Resolution and Genesis. So there's 5 weeks of TV, 19, 26, 2nd, 9th, 16th. So that's 5 weeks. I can assume the 26th, there's no content, no like new content. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume the 2nd isn't. So that leaves 19, 9, and 16. So 3 weeks worth. That's probably what they're going to tape this coming Saturday, if I had to guess. And I'm ready for fresh content. Feels like those 2 weeks in the middle, they'll be doing best of, end of year, all that stuff. Announce a couple of matches for Genesis and get that stuff, the hype train started out. But other than that, I mean, listen, this show was fine. It's just, this is the end of that set of tapings. So it felt stale to me, but that's just because I know when it was taped. I'm sure people who were watching it live and didn't necessarily know the spoilers or weren't tracking when it was live, I'm sure they may have enjoyed it better. But it was a pretty paint-by-numbers go-home show for Final Resolution, which is a plus event.
Yeah, I felt it was more hype than what the build for Final Resolution has been, if that makes sense. I feel like this go-home made me a lot more interested in watching Final Resolution. But it also made me realize there's a lot of questions, and I don't want to think too much about it. Like, why the hell is Moose the X Division champion? I'm not going to question it, but why the hell is Moose the X Division champion? It's okay. I'm going to still watch it. I'm going to still watch Final Resolution. I'm not mad at it. The wrestling was very solid tonight. I'll give everyone their flowers. The wrestling was very solid tonight.
Yeah, it was. And if you want to be solid, do us a solid and go ahead and leave a thumbs up. Drop a like on this video if you haven't. See that little thumbs up button, just kind of did a flash thing maybe on your desktop. Leave a thumbs up if you haven't already. And of course, subscribe to us here at youtube.com/Fightful. If you haven't already, join us at FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You can gift memberships now through the holiday season and beyond. If you have that person in your life who's like, I like professional wrestling and I like professionally sourced wrestling news, and I like it when it's right, and I like it when it's hot and when it's fresh and when it's not aggregated, I want it from the source. Give your friends, your family, your loved ones, and maybe people you don't love, I don't care, give them the gift of Fightful Select this holiday season. You'll hear about some Saturday night's main event news. You can join us in our Discord where we drop scoops all the time, and Sean has an Ask SRS thread of his own where you can ask questions, and you can learn all about things like the new Anthem Sports president Carlos Silva. No, not the MLB pitcher of yore, but instead this guy has a background in production and sports and so on and so forth. But we had the whole breakdown over FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. If you want to donate a super chat right now, that gets our show a little bit more interesting. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air or Humper Chats. Cresta, I've talked enough. Tell them how.
If you head on over to Humper Chats, whether it's on your phone or on your computer, you can put a comment in the comment box and a dollar amount in the dollar box. And we get to keep a little bit more of the dollar in the dollar box. So if you put $500, we'll keep not $500, but more close to that $500. That'd be great if you did. I'm just saying. Hey, but no pressure. Humperchats.com. Do it for now. Do it forever. I'll choke you. Not for free. For a Humper Chat.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you would choke them for a Humper Chat? Because, I mean, you can. I don't think I would.
So our first match is, we start off with Moose with an in-ring promo. I don't want to talk about what I was going to say. And my brain just had a...
I mean, you were going to go there. I was going to mention that we have our holiday stream for the audio listeners. Our holiday stream is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do a watch-along of Saturday night's main event. I mentioned during the crossover, that's actually how I got my start with Fightful, was hosting the watch-alongs during the pandemic. So I'm going to be a little nostalgic this Saturday for our holiday stream. Come and join us. That's basically the time when all of our staff get bonus, get invoiced, and get to hang out together on stream when we normally don't. You think we all hang out together outside of this? Mm-mm. You think Jeremy Lambert and I talk outside of our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Mm-mm. You think Cresta and I talk?
Never met Joel Pearl in real life. Never met.
Most people have. Well, that's a lie. A lot of people on the staff have. But, you know, it just doesn't mean I like them. Oh, that's mean. And honest. So anyway. Oh, God. Anyway, let's move on. Yes, you mentioned Impact opens up with Moose. He comes, cuts a promo, says everyone's talking about Moose, not Nick Nemeth, not the Hardys, or Joe Hendry. Hendry doesn't even have a title, so that was a little weird for him to bring up, but who knows? Maybe that's a plan. Cody Deaner comes out.
Why? That was my question.
Tell him that it's crowd shtick loser.
Why did you want to get beat this way? Two clowns talking about TNA.
Oh, God. Says he respects that Moose is the champion. Tells him to shut up. The lovable loser fan service shtick is what it is. It's really... Cody Deaner has a gig backstage. He's not just a wrestler. He does other things with TNA, and he does it really well. He's great. This is just one of those times where I was like, we didn't have anyone else for Moose to squash. There was no one local. Couldn't have fun with nothing. Oh, it's Deaner. Deaner gets kicked in the face. They do the match. Deaner gets his little hope spots in where he does the reversal pins. Moose puts an end to that. Spears him, gets the win. I know your favorite spot, Cresta, so I will let you go on about it.
What? Oh, when he was doing the Booker T? Yes. All right. So first of all, to rewind it just a little bit, Moose made a really good point because Deaner was like, I wanted to quit pro wrestling. I wanted to give up, but I listened to the people and I'm in love with pro wrestling. And Moose was like, ever since you started listening to the people, you've been losing. I was like, damn, Moose, he's already down. While Moose was comment, first of all, there's a certain level of disrespect when it comes to certain moves and certain things in professional wrestling. I think the angle slam is the most disrespectful move because all your limbs are in the air and you just look like a bitch. It's like a rag doll. This is also one of those things that are incredibly rude. You mean to tell me while you're beating me up, you're kicking me, you're not even in your gear, and you comment, cheer for Cody, say his name again. And the moment those words left my lips, Tom Hannifin said those words as well. We were here tonight, Tom. You and I are soul brothers and sisters in harmony, in violence. That was fantastic. Moose is a piece of crap. Kayfabe. Respectfully, I live. He's the worst. He's the best worst heel you could ask for. Like, oh my God, trust the system. Why do you have the X Division champ? And I thought he said he was going to cash it in. He was like, I'm going to make this the most relevant title. After you just talked about how you should be champion. Yo, Moose is the This is top tier. I like this. This is what set the tone for tonight. Because Moose, I knew you were out here working tonight. Tonight he clocked in.
Yeah, he got his heel heat. It was fine. It was just... I don't know. Deaner is easy to do that with when you're just trying to get heat and you're just trying to do that. It just felt like you've got Kushida. Kushida's nowhere to be found during this whole match setup, whatever. It's just happening. So I guess this is why sometimes the plus show builds are a little obnoxious to me. because they're just doing stuff around all the other stuff. And this felt like one of those times because I don't know. I don't know if they had access to Kushida. I don't know if they trusted Kushida to do something like promo wise. I don't know, but he wasn't there. Wasn't part of this whole thing. Diener gets to be the guy who gets beat down and Moose gets a little bit of heat. We'll talk about Moose a little later because there is a system promo. Mike Santana has a promo though. Talks about the path of purpose that he's on, trying to get to that main event at Genesis. Then he gets interrupted by Northern Armory. This is something I actually really love. Whenever somebody steps into frame to interrupt someone's promo, you rarely get this. And this was probably the first time I've seen it. Santana points out, oh, you didn't see the guy, the director, yelling pre-tape? I thought that's great. It's those little, like, peek behind the curtain, you, like this production vibe. You didn't see this coming. This is what's happening. And then Alexander is like, I've done all the stuff you've done. I've beat all the people you beat. I sent your ass packing the first time when I was with the North. He didn't say the North, but he talked about it. He made reference to it when he sent LAX packing. I was there for those matches in Toronto. That shit happened. I like that they drew that history. Santana still on that path. If he ain't winning tomorrow night, I will be surprised if he doesn't have that Genesis main event. What do you think of this with Santana and Northern Armory?
Santana can't catch a break. This is like twice he's just been minding his business and somebody just pulls up. If Santana went around the back and just started slapping people, he would be absolutely justified. That being said, I do like that touch of, bro, you heard the director yell it and then you're going to wander in. Also, I got to give it out to Ikaris and Williams because these guys are being the freaking worst. And again, much like Moose, Josh Alexander is being a jerk. Maybe this is just a curse in wrestling that if you're bald, you're an asshole. But these guys, like Josh Alexander really just pulling up on it. Like Santana said, two sentences, maybe two and a quarter before Josh Alexander was just like, yeah, like, yo, bro, get out of here. Get out of here for real. I love this heel run that Josh Alexander's on. I'm still flabbergasted because I thought I'd never see the day that people are legitimately booing Josh Alexander in TNA. And Mike Santana, when he does get his hands on the championship and or Josh Alexander, this is going to be fantastic. What a superb match in the brewing. Everyone here played their part. I can't wait for Judas Ikaris and Travis Williams to get beat up by Mike Santana again.
And here's the reality of it. I like that this builds up the potential for Alexander and Santana. As Alexander's mentioned, Josh Alexander, his free agency starts the middle of February, February 15th. He mentioned that on Chris Van Fleet's show. There is a possibility that if Mike Santana captures the title at Genesis, instead of having to do the Nick Nemeth rematch, you do the Josh Alexander match, the one-on-one, and Santana wins that match. Josh Alexander puts him over. And once again, Josh was heart and soul of TNA. Give that over to Santana.
And he could definitely do it. Santana could definitely do it. And
that's the proverbial passing of the torch, the ceremonial passing of the torch. And then over in our Fightful Select Discord, we were kind of talking a little bit in the TNA channel about what happens to Sinner and Saint, because those two guys just got paired up with someone who's leaving. And I kind of mentioned it's not imminent. Like it's still a couple of months away. And that's a lot of time to tell a story of Sinner and Saint eventually either breaking away from Josh Alexander and becoming a hot babyface tag team, or they're inherited by somebody else like Frankie Kazarian. I'm just throwing names out there. There's a chance that either they go to someone else or they break out on their own. And I wouldn't be surprised if in 2025, you see Sinner and Saint having a hell of a year. And it all comes from Santana and Alexander having a great passing of the torch moment on Alexander's departure.
Not mad at that. And I will also say right now in the TNA tag division, there is a little bit of a hole with Chris Bay being injured. Get well soon, homie. I do think that Sinner and Saint would be a beautiful addition to the tag division, considering right now who we have. We have them. We have the system. We have Rascals, Jake Something and Hammerstone, PCO and Sammy Callahan. We've got a good thing, but we have a good like roster, but some of those teams I think are not like serious teams, Franken teams. You do have the good hands. Someone like a Sinner and Saint, whether they win the tag titles or they're always in contention, not mad at that. And that'd be a great setup for eventually when Chris Bay does get back. Then you've got Sinner and Saint established to also go against the Rascals, to also go against ABC. These already established tag teams.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see where time kind of leads us, but Sinner and Saint are poised for a big 2025. And so is Xia Brookside. She loses to Rosemary tonight, but you had commentary basically putting over Xia Brookside the whole match, talking about her upside in TNA for long term, talking about Jordan Grace praising Xia Brookside. Like, it was, you can tell Rosemary's on the up. They're trying to build her for something, presumably an opponent for Masha. It's a good back and forth match between Brookside and Rosemary gets the win with As Above, So Below. And then post match, Jordan Grace makes the save. Xia Brookside's getting beaten down. Then they announce Jordan Grace versus Rosemary at Final Resolution. And that is interesting to me for everything I just mentioned about Rosemary, and it's Jordan Grace. And I don't know if you want to keep beating Jordan Grace every time she has a big match. What do you think of Rosemary and Xia? And what do you think of this addition to Final Resolution?
I think my throat is now wanting to give up the ghost when I need to talk.
Perfect.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't really care for this match. Just thought it was a lot of screaming. That's just me. Didn't mind it. But also that same reasoning you said, of like, okay, we're pushing Rosemary. Jordan Grace is coming out. Final Resolution, Rosemary versus Jordan Grace. Ooh. What are we going to do here? Are we going to make Grace lose again? But at the same time, like you said, I can see them building Rosemary. Maybe this could be, you and I spoke about a swan song, putting someone over on Grace's way out. Maybe this could be it, but not for nothing. Rosemary doesn't need it. She's very established. Like, I could see you doing this for a Brookside. I could even see you doing this for a Savannah Evans. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a booker. I'm just a jabroni who watches wrestling. So I don't know what the choice here is. The match itself is fine. The wrestling is not the problem. I just didn't connect with this match. And that's just me. The reason why I didn't connect with it, if I'm going to be real honest with you, was the finish was a little weird to me. I'm like, okay, I guess. Oh, it's over.
Okay, well, that's her finish. That As Above, So Below. It's the wing clipper. It's the same one that Garza does in WWE. It's
I don't like that either. Maybe it's the move. It's me, Jesus.
It's the idea that it's not a head compacting move. It's a spine compacting. You land on your bum. So,
Something about this setup to me, and again, this is just my two cents. Don't make a dollar. But something about this setup to me just feels kind of like, eh. And the same thing with when Brookside was going into with this series, that pinning combination that went into a rear choke. And I was kind of like, meh. And then it's like, oh, it's over. Okay, wait, I forget. That's her. That is her finisher. You know what I mean? Like, that's just me. It's just
I get it. People are agreeing with you in the chat. They don't like the move. That's fine. I see the reason for it, but I also understand why people might not be a fan of it. That being said, I don't know where Rosemary gets the inevitable title shot in this build. Yeah. It feels like maybe that's a Impact match at this rate, but they haven't done, again, this is the issue with doing two live events on one taping, like while trying to build two live shows. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? Because there was the build to Turning Point, that was part of this set of tapings. And then the build to Final Resolution was also a part of this taping. So Savannah Evans, Laying Lee, both nowhere to be found, except for Savannah Evans losing, eating the pin to Rosemary at Turning Point. So everything you and I have been saying about the possibility of maybe building a returning Savannah Evans and a building Laying Lee, who has been, she did a match with Masha on Bloodsport. Other than that, she hasn't been around. If the match is Rosemary and Masha at Genesis, I don't know how I feel about that. And it's not a knock on either woman. It's just not the match I'm looking forward to seeing when there are those other two matches that we've talked about off to the side. So I'm curious as to whether or not that's just going to be like an Impact match, or if they're going to build someone else up for the Masha match at Genesis.
I mean, I would be interested to see where the storyline takes it, if it is going to be Rosemary versus Masha. But the way they're kind of framing it is Rosemary versus Grace, because she's been stalking Grace. So I hate to be that guy. I'm gonna let it play out. But you have 30 minutes, TNA.
Pretty much. They're on the clock. GM Miller meets up with Trent Seven and says, "It's my pleasure to announce that you have a match against Ace Austin at Final Resolution." Sure. Austin cuts off Trent Seven, tells him off. Now that's going to be a match tomorrow night. It's cute that it's Gia who gets to do that with Ace Austin, considering they're an item in real life, blah, blah, blah. Although Gia Miller did just turn on Ace Austin at Revolver. So, you know.
Listen, sometimes couples fight.
And sometimes those fights don't matter from promotion to promotion. I get it.
It's not canon. What happens out there is not what happens in my house.
Depends who you ask. Either way, Austin, Seven. It's another match added to the card for tomorrow. It's fine. Don't have anything else to add.
I do agree with Trent Seven when he was like, "How? I pinned this guy." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, he got a point. He got a point."
He cheated to win. At least that was something Ace Austin pointed out.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I say that this is going to be a good match in wrestling, but I'm not quite sure about the storyline, this is one of them.
Yep. Rascals defeat Leon Slater and Laredo Kid. This is hilarious. This was like, again, every week or every time we talk about Leon Slater, it's like, showcase for Slater. Look great. Everything's fantastic. Fun, fast-paced match. Everything was really fun. Rascals are back on the same page in tag team land. They win the match. But a luchador is in the mask, so clearly they have to get pinned for the win.
Bro, my little brother was here. And we were watching it. He's like, "Oh, it's nice to see Laredo Kid back." I was like, "Because he's here to take the pin." He was like, "That's not true." And sure enough, once Leon Slater got kicked out of the ring, my little brother just looked at me like this. I was like, "Hey, I don't watch the product. I watched the product. Laredo Kid cooked this match, but I knew what it was.
The one thing I almost feel bad letting people in on who on a more mainstream channel about this whole thing, what was this? Was the whole, if you're a luchador in TNA, you're gonna lose.
Like, sometimes you win. It's like maybe out of the 100 episodes of TNA where I've seen a luchador be randomly inserted, maybe 3 or 4 times. Maybe they've won. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Kid got himself a match for a title recently. Like, but other than that, like, yeah, the digital media championship for a minute, and then AJ Francis beat him at a taping. Like, 9 times out of 10, if you're a luchador, TNA, you're out. You're not gonna
pay on time.
Like, compared to other places, absolutely. This does still have a promo.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even get that. And I know you love that. Do you want to know?
We did in the very beginning. Oh, I had it muted, so I'm not sure. I was getting my wing stop.
I must have missed that. You've got the tag title guys going after the Hardys, saying, "We've been inspired to put them through a table." That's talking about Myers and Edward Edwards. And then JDC and Leon Slater are going to have a match. That's on the pre-show. Looking forward to that, by the way. JDC's like, "I'm going to get weird." And I'm like, "It doesn't take much to get there." And then Moose is like, "I'm going to continue being the greatest TNA X Division champion ever," in what was very clearly something that took multiple tapes for him to get out. It was just, I know you were like, Moose had his working boots on. He was really good tonight. And I'm just like, then we got to this promo and it's very clearly cut that it took a few times for him to get out what he needed to say.
I thought it was just me, because in the beginning of that promo, his eyes was rolling like, "I got shit to do, this chicken shit ass promo."
My Uber Eats is here. Come on.
Yo, I want to eat. I'm hungry. I'm over this. I will say, JDC say, "You about to see how weird I'm going to get." Hey, yo, like, hello, officer. Yeah, this guy right here, like, he being weird. I didn't get that. Like, JDC, you're a good wrestler. You're respectfully, you're Jabroni in the most respectful way. Like, you make me laugh. I'm sports at the table. But say you're going to get weird? Sir.
He's got plans. But this is one of the fun things about it. JDC, if Leon Slater beats JDC, Leon Slater gets to say, "I beat a member of the system." Guess who else is a member of the system? The current X Division champion. So at least this gets Leon a little bit closer to a match with Moose, maybe as early as Genesis, as they build to that.
And I could see Leon Slater beating JDC. I could see JDC getting overzealous and Leon Slater say, "Psych."
Yeah, no, I'd love to see it. And I do think that this match will be a lot of fun. It's on the pre-show, so It is free if you're not going to watch it on Final Resolution. So this is one match where like both guys know how to work. They clearly know who's up next and they're going to go. And it's going to be fun. Like the pre-show really does look good. I mean, that and Frankie Kazarian and Gresham, those two matches alone, those are going to be fun matches to watch.
I low-key feel like Moose, let's just say I'm book this fantasy real quick. If Leon Slater does beat JDC, I could see Leon Slater making the claim that I did beat someone of the system. You should give me a title shot, Moose. Last time Moose and Leon Slater wrestled, Leon really took Moose to the limit. Wouldn't it be funny if Moose, I'm not fighting this kid again. No, I'm calling my shot with the X Division Championship. I got time for that.
That'd be funny. Calls an option C. I think it's more likely that he beats JDC and then he has to beat Myers. Then he has to beat Edwards. And then that gets him to Moose. That's it. He just beats all the members of the system. That seems to be the way to get to what you want in the system world.
It seems you don't want to know something because you already know something, Joel.
I mean, I want to see Lish and Leon Slater have a promo in the ring. So,
do you want to know something? Honestly, I hate that I say that in real life now.
It's gotten into your brain.
Oh, man, it's in my vernacular now. Jesus, man.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But anyway, I am sorry to have to talk about this next match. Sami Callihan and PCO. They win it by DQ. They beat Ham or something.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
It was fine. Sammy beats something or bites something. Listen, Sammy and PCO are a perfect tag team because it's a tag team of two men who equally hate their bodies.
Yeah. Like
that's all it is. Hammerstone goes to use a chair on PCO when they're setting up for that little tossy finisher that Sammy and PCO are doing. PCO no sells it. Hammer something, leave. Then they do the 23 tees. And two things. One, this is gonna get dragged out for how long? I don't know. Two, I still think it's Sami Callihan. Our Fightful account posted, who do you think it is? And you saw what I said on Blue Sky, but also our friend Tape had mentioned TNA turns 23 this year. And then he said something about like Mike Tenay is gonna come back and fight Tom Hannifin. That part's hilarious, but he does make reference to he's right. The company is gonna be 23. It's like, maybe it's something about that. Maybe it's something about Slammiversary this year. Or who knows? But still think it's Sammy.
I don't have an idea. I thought, man, isn't it Taz? Wasn't Taz's number 23? Or was that Michael Jordan? 13.
Oh, I
thought it was a 3.
Michael Jordan was 23, which is hilarious.
Michael Jordan's going to come and wrestle in TNA? Oh, my God, at 9,000?
That's what everyone's saying now.
honestly, I have no idea what it is. TNA being 23. Okay, I'm here for that. But what about all the time it was Impact? But never mind.
No, it still counts. But like, what do either of these guys have to do with it? Like, what does PCO have to do with it? What does Sami Callihan have to do with it? I feel like it's just Sammy. It's just Sami Callihan. It's the same thing over in WWE world. You've got the Jade Cargill thing, and you've got Naomi being like, we're going to find the person who did this. And it's almost very clearly it's Naomi, in my opinion. And Sammy backstage last week was just like, do you know who did this? Who, we got to find the person who did this. And I'm like, it's clearly you. You're the person who did this. You're just overcompensating for the fact that you did this, Mr. Hacker Man.
This is Madman Fulton's doing, actually.
Cody Deaner showing his edge again.
He let the fans decide what number it was, actually.
Let Sammy have the digital media championship. Maybe he'll do something in digital media world with it. Because God knows the last two champions sure as shit have not.
I'm not going to hold you, and I hate to say this. Put the digital media championship on AJ Francis. He's all over my feeds. Like, get out of this. Man is literally on digital media. Get off of my feeds. But for all of that, give this man the championship. Stop playing with him. He's 9'9". He's disrespectful. And he even has an album, man. Come on.
What do you think of that diss track he dropped today, AJ Francis?
That against my will. I heard that against my will, man.
It wasn't so bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't so bad.
Listen, man. My little brother was playing and he was like, oh, he was getting him. And I heard the track. I was like, man, I don't want to hear that. I felt like Sway when what's her name was rapping, Iggy Azalea, and the caller called in and said, get that shit off the air. I hate to say, I'm so sorry. I sound like a hater. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to hear it. Good for you. I'm sure someone wanted to hear it. Not me, personally speaking, respectfully. I don't know anything about music. I just, you know, I'm a classical nerd. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Clip this, send it to AJ, let him know.
Yes, I'm from the Bronx. I fear no man. Unless you're from Wakanda or Asgard, we can run it. Now.
I mean, that whole rap he's going off on about how, you know, saw his first drive-by at 7, made his first million at 17. I don't know what it was. It's fine. It's fine.
Like I said, I heard it and I was a terrible day for ears.
That is the final resolution card. Rascals versus Hammer Something versus Sami Callihan at PCO. I assume that's going to lead to someone getting a tag title shot. Hammer Something versus the Hardys.
That's not fair.
That's something I wouldn't hate seeing because those two could beat the shit out of the Hardys and make it look good. But now that the Hardys have announced that they're with TNA for another full year, part of me is like, oh, they'll keep those tag titles a little longer than planned.
I would like to see Hammer Something versus the Hardys, but when I say that out loud, my first thing was an Elder Abuse.
I mean, listen, the Hardys are doing a table match. They're doing a ladder match as we speak right now. It's Elder them Abuse. And Violence is Forever. They're having a match right now.
Versus Violence is
Forever. They have a match right, I shit you not, over on Fourth Rope. They're doing a show at Center Stage tonight. With a bunch of TNA talent, and I hope to Christ that they all survive the night because they got to work a bunch of them tomorrow. And like the Hardys are doing a ladder match, unless it's been called, I don't think it has. And then they have a table match tomorrow night. So have fun.
That's what I say to y'all. Do it because I could never. My knees, my back, just hearing the hour of bad, like we want to go into the retirement home.
I am so incredibly curious about how that's been going. I'll find.
I respect it. I respect it. Keep it up, Team Extreme.
Good on them. I really don't know how TNA let a lot of these people work who are working tomorrow night work tonight's show, but it's not my problem. Not my circus, not my monkeys. I don't care.
Tis but a flesh wound, Joel.
Sure. Danny Luna defeats Heather by Elegance. They have not announced that the Knockouts tag title match is happening at Final Resolution, so I assume the tag titles will switch hands during the TV tapings the next night.
That's crazy. Right?
Iceman comes out, calls him miserable, no good, low down, dirty, rotten bunch of hillbillies, and then says there's no class in this military town. And then he gets thrown out midway. So that's fine.
Reckless not even is midway, 2 minutes in. He starts cheating 30 seconds in.
It was a 4 minute match. What are you doing?
Okay, you know what? You got me there. You got me there.
Midway is still there. Heather Reckless is doing great, by the way, in this role. I like that she's presenting really well as like this character, this elegance, whatever. She deserves the tag titles that she's going to win. And the match is about Dani Luna having her leg worked over throughout the match. Ash gets involved towards the end. Jody Threat does the running through suicide dive on Ash to take her out. Luna hits Luna Landing, gets the win, and we're off to the races. When is that match happening, and why hasn't it been announced yet?
They want to tease us. I did like Heather Reckless. I mean, Heather, I don't want to get fined like Tom Hannafin. I do like Heather by Elegance's gear. I did love Ash by Elegance's shoes. Listen, I don't know if you ever hear this, Ash, but, you know, send me a DM. Were those SJPs? Were those the clear ones with the diamonds on it? I want to know, because those were really cute from the tapings. Anyway, they're growing on me, and I hate it. The Elegance girls are growing on me like a rash, and I hate it. 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 I did like Dani Luna, who the TV makes her look short, proving to a shorter girl that I'm taller than you. That'll always pop me.
Short, but like stout. She's built like she can beat the shit out of anyone. She's great.
Yeah, yeah. Her and Jordan Grace, if you told me to draw them from memory, I would just draw a muscle. The fuck?
I just draw a block and then that's it. They're great.
They're great. And then, honestly, I'm afraid. Yes, I don't care. I'm soft. I would say, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I shut up now.
That's fine. Joe Hendry, Nick Nemeth, and Masha Slamovich defeat Tasha Steelz in first class in the main event. Hannafin really doesn't want AJ Francis to be the TNA champion.
He was on Nigel McGuinness levels of, I don't understand how he talked his way into it. Like, he was spitting, he was right. Because AJ Francis literally just said, I'm going to be loud and I'm going to get a match. And Santino said, you know what? Sounds like a good idea to me.
I mentioned tape earlier. Tape said, and I quote, fascinating to sell Nemeth versus AJ Francis on this big galoot absolutely does not deserve to be getting a title shot. He says, I'm kind of into it because it's something a little different. And my response was, quote, does JBL care enough to take out the guy we're saying doesn't deserve a title shot? Tune in tomorrow to find out on TNA Final Resolution.
I mean, that's very apt. Very apt. Is JBL going to take his hat off or is he going to put his feet up?
He's going to show up tomorrow. He's going to show up tonight at that fourth rope show. Be like, oh, I'm a day early? All right, whatever.
Honestly, like, I want to know what's going on with this. I'm tired of them dragging their feet about it because it's making me miss JBL from APA. I know we'll never get that back. But when I see this, I'm like, yo, just dye your hair black, put that mustache back on, and drink some damn beer. I've had it.
It's just, yeah. We talked about it last week. If you cannot progress the story given the tape nature of your show and you only show up for the live portion and you just throw a lariat and go, give me more, because otherwise there's nothing to look forward to in the main event tomorrow night. And for all I know, the main event is actually going to be the Hardys because it's tables match. It's still the tag titles. Like, you can run it and I'm sure people would love it as the main event. Meanwhile, this is the main event of the show and it involves the Knockouts champion, the world champion, and the challengers. Of course, Casey Navarro is the only guy not in a match tomorrow night. So, knick-knack, paddywhack, Casey Navarro eats a pin.
I mean, I got to give it out to Casey Navarro. He is somebody who, in that braggadocious heel role, he's up there with Moose being the worst, with AJ Francis literally being the worst. And I got to say, even from the promo earlier, does it feel like Tasha Steelz fits in perfectly with first class? Like, I wouldn't be mad if they said she was the first lady and they started beefing with the system and got more people into first class. Because I don't know when Rich Swann is coming back and that's already three guys. You need another dude in there. Or if you get two other dudes, I could totally see it. But Casey Navarro, Tasha Steelz, I got to give Casey his flowers because he fits right in. He's so braggadocious. He's the best worst. Like, honestly.
Hot take. Leave Casey as the only guy in first class with AJ. Don't bring back Rich Swann is what I'm saying. And that's not a knock at Rich Swann. It's just this team works better.
I can't even say who you would fit in there that would be braggadocious that could fit in there. Maybe Leon Slater, but I don't want him to touch that right yet. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, what was his name who was with Kenny King? Because he would be really good in there too.
Sheldon Jean.
Sheldon Jean. I don't know where's he at? Where he been at?
Big Brother.
Sheldon Jean Tappan, where you been at? But yeah, like, no, I see what you're saying there too. But if we progress them and you want to have them fight the system.
He, by the way, Sheldon Jean did work Maple Leaf Pro, so. Because he's Canadian, so there's that. Yeah, chat saying add Tasha Steeles to first class. You could do that, sure.
She seamlessly fits in. And I'm just thinking if you add her in there, like, what would she be doing? What would they be doing? And I immediately think of the system. And, like, hate or love the system, I think right now they're a good driving force. If you want to beef with some heels that people are just going to boo, it'll be the system, so.
Yeah, the match was fine. It was a six-person tag, and it was a build for the final resolution. Post-match was AJ Francis immediately just takes out Joe Hendry. Steeles goes after Masha Slamovich. Francis spears Nemeth. Masha bites Francis. Steeles hits a cutter on Masha, takes her out. Francis hits a down payment and two choke slams on Nick Nemeth. Stands tall with the title while, basically tells us he's not winning tomorrow night.
Wouldn't it be a gag? No, it wouldn't. If it was somebody else, maybe I could see them say, you know what, let's put a little fire on it. A little fire. But Nick Nemeth, nah, dog. Sorry.
That's basically all there was for this show. Tomorrow night is final resolution. Let's run down the card real quick. Maybe you can give me some hot takes if you got them. Let's start with, we already talked about Leon Slater, JDC. Who do you think is winning that one?
I think there's a case for Leon Slater to win. However, the system is known for cheating. So I'm going to say Leon Slater, but if the system cheats, I also called it.
Yeah, I think Slater wins. Frankie Kazarian, Jonathan Gresham, this is an interesting one. Gresham's also, leaving the company soon. So I think Frankie Kazarian wins, rolls on.
Same Kazarian time to cheat, baby. Spike hit that.
And then they'll turn it into a tag match for the tapings. Nick, nope, that's the main event. We're going to move along from that. Rascals, Hammer Something, and PCO Callahan.
Hot take. I don't care. No, I think the Rascals win it. And whatever this 23 thing is, I think we get a little bit revealed tomorrow. Like, yeah. I get more of a reveal, like an actual reveal.
I could see that. I really want Hammer Something to win, but I think it's going to be the Rascals.
Hammer Something is going to start to win, and Trey Miguel being sneaky is going to get that pin. That's how I feel is going to, because I love Trey Miguel. If there's a way to win, he's going to find it.
Yeah, exactly. A's Austin, Trent Seven. I think Trent Seven's going to get the win, and it's going to be a little underhanded again.
Trent Seven's going to kick him in the dick. What?
my favorite way to win a match, by the way. You want to win my heart? Kick him in the dick.
Yam Bag City, baby. We're making sweet yams today.
So we're both in on Trent?
Oh, yeah. I like Ace Austin. I love you, Quadzilla, but you're getting kicked in the dick. I'm so sorry.
Good for you. You're getting kicked in the quads. It's the same thing. Jordynne Grace, Rosemary. Rosemary's on the ascent, but Jordynne Grace. I don't know what they do with this one. Maybe a wonky finish.
You know, a wonky finish. I keep thinking that wrestling matches have to finish clean. A wonky finish here would protect both these young ladies. A wonky finish and Rosemary wins.
Okay. Yeah. I could see something like that. Moose and Kushida for the TNA X Division Championship. Moose retains.
Moose is going to cheat and retain. I mean, he could probably win clean and spear Kushida out his boots, but I see him cheating.
I wonder what's going to happen when they do that spot from the top rope into the hoverboard lock, and Moose, I guess, turns it around into a spear or something. They're going to find a way to do it.
I thought the spot was going to be Moose going in for a spear and Kushida saying, not today, hoverboard lock.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one of the moves for sure. But yeah, Moose retains is what I'm expecting. Hardys put their tag titles on the line against the system, Brian Myers and Edward Edwards in a tables match.
Elder abuse, but the old people win. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
The Hardys get the win is what I expect as well. Four-way match to determine the number one contendership for TNA Championship at Genesis. Joe Hendry, Josh Alexander, Mike Santana, Steve Macklin. I'm really looking forward to this match. Not just because I like all four men in this match, but also because it's going to tell the tale of what happens at Genesis. I'm still on the Mike Santana train. Joe Hendry, technically he got the win tonight. His team won. He had the power move against AJ, but otherwise, he was just kind of knocked out at the end. So I don't know how big of a factor he'll be, when Santana and Alexander's the story, maybe Macklin and Henry have some work to do together.
One second.
Well done.
I caught it this time. I don't know here. First, let me say this match is going to be sports entertaining. Now, I have a theory for each person winning and losing. I could see Mike Santana losing this specifically because Josh Alexander is a piece of crap. And he's going to make sure every which way that person that he's not winning. That being said, whoever wins this, I don't see them beating Nick Nemeth. So I can make that same case. Say it could be Macklin. And like, oh, that's nice. I like Macklin. But Macklin would lose here. I could see Joe Hendry winning. But I strongly feel Joe Hendry's not going to win. And I feel like if you honey dick us one more time with Joe Hendry, people are going to be like, you know what, TNA? There's only so much I can take. I could see Josh Alexander winning here. And Mike Santana, because he'll screw out Mike Santana of the win. And then Mike Santana will screw him from Nick Nemeth. Nick Nemeth will get mad, and then it's a three-way, and you keep it interesting, and then you could play JBL in there, and it would make sense because the Northern Armory would be out there. I think, in my mind, I would agree with you that Mike Santana should win this, but I don't think whoever wins this beats Nemeth. So that's why I'm saying Macklin, only because Macklin be like, okay, and if he loses that, I don't think Macklin loses anything later on. I'm thinking ahead.
See, I think Santana wins. Santana captures the title of Genesis. You do the match with Alexander a few weeks later on Alexander's last night. Maybe Hendry turns heel. Maybe Hendry is so frustrated with all the shit and getting screwed, even though he hasn't gotten screwed. He said he's going to work his way back up. Maybe Hendry gets a mean streak and goes after Steve Macklin, because Macklin is doing a babyface run, at least for the time being. I don't know if they want to turn Macklin right back from where they started, because fans are starting to get behind him. So Macklin and Hendry, again, as a program, both of them jockeying for a position to go after Mike Santana. Hendry and Santana somewhere down the line could see that. I wouldn't hate it, but I could see Hendry getting a mean streak, maybe starting with this match, getting screwed out of it somehow, but Santana getting the win.
I still feel like it leaves the JBL question unanswered.
Oh,
I feel
it like, definitely does, and it's not good to begin with.
Yeah, and that's where I feel like the biggest issue is stemming from with this whole situation, is that the JBL, he's here, that's cool, but you have sown so much chaos in your presence that now it's like, okay, is he face, is he heel? Nick Nemeth not addressing it at all? Come on, dogs. At some point, you've got to say something. You've got to say something more than, I didn't cause that. But he keeps coming out for you. So I think because there is that JBL factor, no matter who I pick, I feel like when you go against Nemeth, Nemeth is beating you because JBL is going to cheat for him.
Yeah. And again, the JBL thing is just, it's got to get explained. They got to do something about it. And some of that could start as early as tomorrow, but I still don't have my hopes up because they haven't done shit yet.
It's kind of giving like when Sami Zayn got attacked before that Saudi Arabia show, and we don't know who did it to this day. And if it gets to that point where I'm just like, I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm beginning not to care, and I don't want that.
Yeah, absolutely. Masha Slamovich takes on Tasha Steelz for the Knockouts title. Feels like Masha's going to win because she just won that title, and it's a baddie of the month.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match, but I don't see Miss Steelz winning here.
Exactly. Two former Knockouts champions, but this is Masha's time, so keep rolling with that. And then maybe the main event, if it's not the tag titles, Nick Nemeth puts the world title up against AJ Francis. Again, said it half jokingly, is this a match that JBL actually cares to show up and take out AJ Francis? And again, you can't. This is the thing, the JBL thing. If he takes out AJ Francis, AJ looks dumb because AJ Francis is a big man. So like something's got to give. If JBL shows up tomorrow night, then great. Same old shit. And I'm done with that same old shit finish. But if he doesn't show up, then what are we doing?
I don't think JBL. Okay. Respectfully to AJ Francis, because again, it do take nerve to talk your way into a title shot. But I don't think. And I think that not for nothing, AJ Francis's track record has proven that almost every title shot you've gotten, I think with the exception of the digital media, you've fumbled the bag. And not to say that Nick Nemeth is looking past him, but in the confines, if I'm JBL, I'm showing up for people who are threats, air quotes here with threats, I'm not showing up for AJ Francis. However, it does put the conundrum, like you said, like, so you show up for everyone else, but you don't think AJ Francis. It kind of makes AJ, it puts him in a conundrum of looking rubbish, if you will. And if he does show up, it's kind of like, all right, so what's the truth here? Like, you investing in your interest, or you're just showing up because you're, all right. So I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't think AJ Francis is beating Nick Nemeth tomorrow. It's just how it's done. I think it can be done clean. I think AJ Francis is going to really work over Nemeth. But whether it's clean or JBL or not remains to be seen. And if JBL, TNA explain. If no JBL, it's kind of like TNA explain.
Yeah, you can't sit on it and not do anything about it. And if you're waiting for a big reveal of Genesis, then that's a long ass time from now with no even attempt at explaining it. Like they haven't even made the attempt. No one's called out Nick Nemeth on it and like made him explain other than like, I don't know why he's here. It's just get to move on. It's been since August, and it's been repeating itself since August. Yeah. Every single show has Nemeth having JBL show up and win it for him. That can't stand. You cannot do that for another month because the fans will not keep with it.
We're the TNA faithful, not the TNA stoops. Come on now.
Exactly. Anyway, that's TNA for tonight. Tomorrow night is Final Resolution. We're not going to do a post show because it's going to be a fine show, but there's enough going on with Saturday night's main event coming up. Again, the holiday stream, 8 p.m. Eastern here on Fightful. And also we'll be doing the post show as well. It's going to be Sean and Andrew Baydala. And then, of course, you've got the Collision crew doing their Collision post show as well. So there's plenty going on over the weekend. The SmackDown post show is tomorrow as well. So yeah, this is enough. We'll talk about Final Resolution and the fallout from that next week. I'm sure of it. But until then, Cresta, start telling them what you got going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now that I know that I'm not doing Final Resolution, you know what? Let's do a watch along tomorrow. Mosey on down to twitch.tv/CrestaStar. We'll do a watch along. We'll watch Final Resolution and we'll yuck about it next Thursday with Joel. Speaking of Thursday, every Thursday you can find me here on Fightful with Joel Pearl. We go over all things TNA. Every Saturday, myself, Iridian, and Rick, we go over everything AEW Collision. I will be live this Saturday with Iridian for AEW. Yeah, main event is going on, but heck them, we're going on after at 10 o'clock. Every Wednesday, you can find me over on Twitch and TikTok watching AEW Dynamite with you. And sometimes you catch me on Monday. But follow me on social media. Anywhere you can type Cresta Star, except for the Bird app, is Cresta the Star. But Cresta Star with two R's, I'm a pirate. I think I said it all. There's a link tree in my bio on everything. I love you. You're fantastic. Your butt looks nice. I hope you find $20 on the floor. Joel Pearl, where can they find you?
Thank you. My butt does look nice. I've been wearing these. Oh, not me. Everyone else. Okay.
No, you too.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Jeremy Lambert and I get in the weeds from 10 a.m. Eastern until about noon, 12:30, depending on how we're feeling. Sometimes there's dead air. Sometimes there's an awkward silence. Sometimes we're at each other's throats. Sometimes we just talk for the sake of talking, just like now, while I filibuster my way through to the end of the show. We're here every Thursday night talking about TNA Impact, and we'll be back like we are next week to do it. So for Cresta Star, I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Ladies, gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.